This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. UC Health says fewer than 3% of its healthcare workers have tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Richard Zane says those results are a sign that UC Health's hospitals and clinics are safe for patients dealing with conditions unrelated to the coronavirus.
I cannot emphasize how safe it is to seek healthcare, and we continue to see patients who have waited and delayed and are presenting with what would have been otherwise treatable conditions that are now have permanent consequence.
Zane says UC Health used a high-quality antibody test that can determine whether someone was exposed to or infected by the virus. High school and college students from Denver plan to march through the city's far northeast neighborhood tomorrow afternoon. They'll protest the killing of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody last week in Minneapolis. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
Students say they want elected officials to clearly spell out the actions they'll take in response to protests. Haley Valdez, a Latina, says she studied police brutality and mass incarceration in high school.
We're looking at grown black men that are being murdered, but the way that little black boys are treated, it just shows so much of how they're going to be treated out in the real world.
Valdez says she and her black peers hope the march raises awareness among their mostly Latinx classmates. The march starts at Strive Prep Rise School in Green Valley Ranch. I'm Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
It is 100 degrees and fair in Pueblo. Stay cool out there. This is CPR News.